you might say, well, I hope this won't shrink because the one I washed yesterday.
Roll it up.
Let's see. Just a couple more. What about if a girl is going out with somebody, she spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, you'd say she's doing what?
Getting pretty.
Getting pretty. What about if a boy was going out and he would spend a lot of time in the bathroom, what would you say he was doing?
He'd be the same thing. He'd be putting himself up.
Well, what is this thing that women carry all the things around in?
Of course, you know, that's a purse.
What about the small one that I just keep change in?
That's your chain purse.
Change purse?
Yeah.
And what about these things that a woman wears around her wrist, look pretty?
Bracelets.
Things that wear
Lockets.
Around?
Lockets.
Lockets or things that around the neck.
Yeah.
Be just a necklace or
a necklace. They got all kind of ornaments and watches on it.
Yeah, that's true. And these things that men wear to keep their pants up?
Suspenders.
You ever heard that called?
Galluses.
Galluses. Does it make any difference what you call them if they're just plain suspenders or fancy suspenders?
It's still just a pair of galluses.
And what is this thing that you carry with you to keep rain off of you?
Umbrella.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Don't believe I have.
Is that the same thing as a parasol?
Yeah. I had to hear them call it parasol.
What do you call the cover, the last thing that you put on a bed? That's the what?
The quilt.
Okay. Or maybe one that's not so heavy as a quilt.
A blanket or a sheet.
Spread.
Spread.
And the thing that you rest your head on?
Pillar.
What about one, a big fancy one, that's, it's not exactly a pillow, I guess. It's about, maybe about twice as long as a pillow.
Yeah,
just for looks.
That's most for looks, that's what that is. I forget now what they call it.
It's a bolster?
Bolster, yeah.
If it was a big one, you'd say it didn't go part way across the bed, it went
all the way across.
Do you know what you would call a kind of a makeshift sleeping place that you might put down on the floor for the kids to sleep on in a bedroom?
A pallet.
A pallet,
yeah.
Okay. And okay, yeah, I think they got it. What about what would you call flat lowland along the stream that's maybe been
bottom land?
Call it bottom land. That's good land then, huh? Do you ever use the word meadow around here much?
No, meadow's not used around here.
Meadow's not used?
No.
Okay. Well, what about a place that just had water on it all the time? It wasn't any good for anything much.
I had a word you call it swampland.
Swampland? Okay. What about what do you call good rich soil around here?
Well, I just what we call it bottom land, or if that's where you always find your rich soil around here is bottom land or branch bottom.
Bottom land.
Yeah.
What about poor soil, maybe sandy soil, something like that? What would you call that?
Well, we call it gray buckshot land or something like that.
Okay. What about if you had some land with water on it and you wanted to get the water off, you'd say you had to do what to it?
Ditch it, drain it.
And the things that you dug would be the